You have what it takes. You have what it takes. You have what it takes. Today, I'm going to share with you five resources that I know you have because you're a human being and you're watching this video. I'm going to share with you five key resources that are huge, huge, huge in cultivating your own success in your life, in your career, in your business. And maybe number five is the most powerful, you know, how we have to tease the content until the end. I'm going to share with you the five key resources that you have that are critically important for your success. And I know that some people use these resources better or worse than others, but what you should know is by having clarity about these resources, you can cultivate your use of them and you can achieve more. You can get more out of life. And importantly, like, it's not just about external achievement. It's about achieving your internal happiness and peace of mind with who you are and feel like you are living your best life. So if this is a message that you need to hear today, just go ahead and tap that like button, smash that like button, do whatever you feel like as long as it involves that like button. And let's dive into today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, you have what it takes, and these five key resources are such a huge part of it. And yeah, like, it's, are you going to use these resources well, or are you going to not use these resources well? And the way that you use these resources is going to do a lot to dictate the long-term trajectory of your life. Resource number one, time. And some of you may think, oh, I probably have way less time left than other people, or I maybe have more time. I have all the time in the world. Like, when you're, you know, just becoming an adult, you're like, oh, I have all the time in the world. I have my life in front of me. And then maybe as you're getting into your 50s, 60s, 70s, you're like, I don't have a lot of time left. Like, yeah. But here's what we all have. We all have the same 24 hours in the day. So, you know, you look at somebody who is some, you know, internationally famous for their success or whatever, they have the same hours in the day as you do. But really, we only always have now. Like, there is the future, which is imagined. There is the past, which is imagined. Like, it's a memory. It exists in our mind. There's the future, there's any plans that we might make, any expectations that we might have for the future, but we always only have right now. Like, right now is the moment, right? And it's how we use this moment right now to work in pursuit of whatever life we want, whether that is, you know, more love, more happiness, more money, more whatever it is, right? It's always about what we're doing right now in this moment. And are we making the most of our time or not? So we all have the same 24 hours in the day. We all have this moment to do what we want to do, to live the life that we want to live, and to make an impact. Which brings us to key resource number two. You have choices. You have the ability to decide. You make choices, whether you are very intentional with those choices or not. You make choices of what you want to do and when. And sometimes, like, I say the future is imagined, but the future does come. Like, time does pass by. We measure change in the world with time. And we can look into the future and say, when 9 o'clock arrives, I'm going to do this thing. And so we make choices about what we're going to do when. And that choice that we make, assuming that we follow through with it, is going to dictate what we get. And I will say here, focus on the actions that you're taking, the actions that you're going to put inside that time, right? Focus on, you know, when we get to now, how you're choosing to spend your time. It is important to have a result that you want, right? But that result, we always have to go back to the action that we're going to take. We're going to take this action because we believe it's going to get us this result, right? It may not, it may, and we can learn from that in the future. We'll get to that in a second. But it's all about the action. We cannot control the result. We cannot control how the world responds to us, but we can choose how we show up in the world. And there's a lesson here that is incredibly powerful, that when you are choosing actions, you just do the next right thing. Just do the next right thing. And so, for example, you know, since so many people who consume my episodes, who go through my episodes, are copywriters or copywriter entrepreneurs, the next right thing might be, I need to sit down and I need to plan what I'm going to write. I need to make a quick outline of what I'm going to write, right? You don't know if it's going to get the result that you want. You don't know if it's going to have the impact that you want. But the next right thing is, I need to sit down and plan out what I'm going to write. And then the next right thing might be to start at the top of the outline and write that section. And then the next right thing might be to reread that section, make sure that it is clear and coherent and maybe a little bit compelling, and write the next section. And then you just go through and it's, what's the next right thing that I can do on this project in these set of actions that is designed and intended to get me whatever desired result it is. And likewise, for example, if you want to go out and get copywriting clients, or for any business, you want to go out and get clients, the next right thing is not, I'm going to go get clients, right? The next right thing is, I am going to call the next person on my contact list and get a hold of them. Or I am going to send a note to this past client and just see what they're up to right now in terms of their marketing. Whatever it is, you probably know some kind of action that you can take that is the next right thing, the next action that you need to take. If you take 10 seconds to think about whatever project is going on in your life right now, then you can say, okay, the next thing that I need to do is this. It's going to be something that is going to be observable. It's going to be measurable. It's going to be something where you can say, I did that action or I did not do that action. So if you need to make a call, it's, did you make the call? If you need to write an email, it's, did you write the email? If you need to research the phone number to make the call, do you have the phone number to make the call? If you need to write a certain chunk of marketing copy, it's, did you write that marketing copy? The thing is, you're going to choose what to do in the time, like what to do when, and then you're going to do it. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to plan the entire project. You just have to say, okay, what milestones am I going to try to reach? And what is the next right thing that I can do in this moment to reach that milestone? So number one was time. Number two is choices. Number three is resourcefulness. Sometimes the best thing that we can do with our time is to go gather more information. Now, it is easy for this to be a counterproductive choice, because if we just think, I need more information and more information and more information and more information before I take action, I need to gather more resources before I can do anything, that's not really actually resourcefulness. That is, that's making excuses so you don't have to do the work. Resourcefulness is acknowledging we have access to all of the world's information. Like, pretty much no matter where you are on the planet, you can get access to almost any information that you need. And the internet is amazing in that it has made that possible. Yes, not everybody who is on the planet has access to the internet, but if you're watching this video, I know you do. I know you have access to all of YouTube. I know you have access to all of Google. I know you have access to all of that, right? And you can go out and you can get resources. And even you can go through training, free training, paid training. Like, we have access to so many resources. The recommendation that I have for you that makes this, so you have what it takes to succeed. I say that, my recommendation is that resourcefulness is not just about having access to resources, it's about having the ability to choose what resources are relevant now. And so one of the ways that I always recommend that you use my training, that you use whatever training, right, is that you have to start doing the work and recognize where you have a knowledge gap, where you need more information, where you need an additional resource to succeed. And then you go and you find that resource and you bring it back into the work. And then you do more work and you recognize that there's a knowledge gap, you need more information to succeed, you get that resource and you bring it back into your work. Now, it's great to have like on-demand access to all the information in the world. It's great to have something like my BTMS Insiders training library, which goes way deeper than like what I can put in YouTube videos. It's great to have access to all these different resources. And the way that you always use them in a resourceful way is to fill knowledge gaps that you have as you go. And it's more about the implementation than just consuming the resources. Now, what's great about having access to all the, especially these knowledge resources, and by the way, actually, let me go back to resourcefulness for just one more moment. Think about this like a business. Think about this like a business that is hiring people. When the business is starting to grow, there may be a core team who just starts to do the work. So maybe there's product developers, maybe there are marketers, maybe there are tech people, whatever. And maybe it's just one person, maybe it's a solopreneur shop, right? But then as the business starts to do the work of business, they start to add resources as necessary. So for example, one of the first resources that I realized that I needed as a freelance copywriter with all the independence and all the like, it's my business and it's a solopreneur, whatever business. One of the first resources that I realized that I needed was somebody to handle the bookkeeping and taxes, because I like it sucked all the energy out of me from January to April. Because that's the period of time where I was supposed to catch up on all my accounting and figure out how to file taxes. And then I got a bookkeeper and accountant that I could trust, that just like I could just give them access to my bank information and they could say, all right, bookkeeping's done. And then tax time, oh, sign these forms, right? And there's a little bit that I have to, like, if I get mail, I have to forward it to them. If there's certain receipts that they need, I have to give those to them. But that was about doing the work. Oh, suddenly I'm making some money. I need to track that money. Okay, there is a gap here of I need this additional resource. And then a business grows through saying, okay, we need resources for this thing. We need resources for that thing. We need a developer. We need a designer. We need fulfillment. We need a customer service. And as you grow, you identify those resources. And when you think about that, like knowledge work is really the same thing, right? But it's I have this, I have enough to take this action. I don't have enough to take this action. And the resourcefulness, whether it's a human resource or whether it's a knowledge resource or whether it's a financial resource or whether it's a whatever resource, it's about recognizing when you are stuck because you don't have that resource and deciding to go out and get it. So we have time, we have choices, we have resourcefulness. Next up is growth potential. Now, Carol Dweck has this awesome research into growth mindset versus fixed mindset. I've talked about it before. If you have a fixed mindset, it's like, that's the way that I am. I can't be changed. I might as well accept it, right? And the reality is that there are some things in life that are fixed limitations. I'm never going to be an NBA star. I was never likely to become an NHL star, even like as I played hockey and got pretty good at it in elementary school, middle school, high school, right? There are some fixed limitations, but most of us limit ourselves well inside the fixed limitations. If you think of two circles, there's the self-imposed limitations, and then there's the actual limitations. And most of us, the actual limitations are much larger than our self-imposed limitations. But the reality is that our self-imposed limitations, we can grow that circle, and we can grow that circle closer and closer to the actual limitations. And we have a ton of growth potential. And Carol Dweck, her research said that basically, like, if you have a growth mindset, if you believe that this resource of growth is available to you, you are going to achieve far more success in whatever you put your mind to versus feeling like you have a fixed mindset. And so you have growth potential. And the great thing is, like, it's a feedback loop. So your brain and your biology actually change as you learn, as you grow, as you practice a skill. There's proof, for example, if you learn musical instruments, there are changes in your brain. If you learn a new language, there are changes in your brain. Our brains are always growing. It used to be thought that brain change primarily happened in children because it's really obvious there, like their brains are growing, right? But then as research has developed, we realize that brains grow and change throughout your entire life. If you are using them, if you're exercising them, it's like your muscles don't change if you don't exercise. But if you do exercise, your muscles change and your brain works the same way. So growth potential, you have the ability to learn from your actions. You have the ability to use the actions that you take to guide learning. So that goes back to the resourcefulness, to be taking actions and to say, I'm going to go back and get this resource. That's recognizing that you have growth potential. And the important thing here, you have the ability to always be learning. And so, for example, like, I mean, I put out an episode every single workday. That's a lot of content. That's a lot of giving you information. I offer over 100 hours of training inside the BTMS Insiders Marketing and Copywriting Training Catalog. That's a lot of content to consume. Why would you do this? Why would you choose to always be learning? Because it creates more possibility for you. It creates, you know, better ways to spend your time. It creates the ability to make better choices based on better information. It is practicing your resourcefulness, and it can help you grow because you do have growth potential. Which brings us to key resource number 5, which is maybe the least developed among these. For people who are struggling to become high achievers, and it's clarity. Now, you may feel like, oh, I don't have a lot of clarity yet, but you do have the capability to get clear on things. Now, there are two important dimensions or timelines for your clarity, and this all works together. The first important dimension is clarity on your long-term goals. You choose where you're going. You set your destination. Now, you may not ever get to whatever destination you set. I love the idea of a 51% believable long-term goal. Like, I believe that I can achieve this thing, or I have at least a 51% certainty that if I really figure it out and I really do the work and I really, you know, take whatever action steps I need to take, that I can get to this long-term goal. Like, I have at least 51% believability in my ability to reach that long-term goal. But that alone is not powerful enough to get you what you want. Because that long-term goal, like, if you say, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I, a couple of years back, before COVID, we went to Yellowstone. Actually, more recently, we went to the Grand Canyon, a family road trip, right? If we said, oh, we want to go to the Grand Canyon, but we did not look at where we needed to drive, the roads that we needed to follow, the turns that we needed to take to get to the Grand Canyon, we would have never gotten there. If we didn't think about things like, we need to make sure that the van is full of gas before we hit the road. We need to make sure that we've packed the camping gear. We need to make sure that we have camping reservations. We need to make sure, like, all of this stuff, right? There are any number of short-term actions that are going to be required to achieve your long-term goals. Long-term goals don't happen just presto, they're done, right? So clarity, you get clarity on your long-term goals, but you also get clarity on what the short-term actions are that you are going to need to take in order to achieve that long-term goal. And you have the capability to develop this clarity. You have the capability to say, I'm going here, and here's the thing that I'm going to do now that gets me one step closer. Here's the thing that I'm going to do now that gets me one step closer. And that goes back to time and the choices of how you're going to spend your time. One way that you might need to spend your time is, oh, I realize that I have a lot of clarity about what I need to do today, but I don't have any clarity about where the heck I'm going, right? And so you may need time to develop clarity about where you want to be, who you want to be, what you want to achieve, what you want to get done, what impact you want to make on the world, right? You may need to block time for that. You may need to make a decision to spend some time thinking about that. But then once you've spent some time thinking about that, then you have to go back to what's the next right thing that I can do to get me one step closer to that? What's the one next thing that I can do to get me anywhere closer to my goal and make it more likely that I will get there? And then it's a matter of baby steps to success. It's a matter of having that time and spending that time wisely, making good choices about what actions you're going to take, being resourceful, recognizing that, hey, we can't do this completely on our own, or maybe even if we could, we can be accelerated towards whatever outcome we want to achieve by bringing in additional resources, whatever those additional resources look like, recognizing that we have growth potential. So maybe our long-term goal is impossible today, but we can grow into the type of person who is able to achieve that long-term goal. We're able to grow whatever capabilities that we need to get there, right? And then we have clarity of this is where we're going and this is the step that we need to take today. These are the baby steps to success that we need to take based on what we can do right now in this moment. Now, earlier in this episode, I mentioned BTMS Insiders. If you want to check that out, there's a link in the description. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee. You get access to over 100 hours of content on how to be a better copywriter, marketer, and entrepreneur. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, hey, tap that like button if this is what you needed to hear today. Tap that like button if you enjoyed this episode. That way the magical algorithms of the internet know to share more content like this with you in the future and to share this content with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can definitely share it with someone directly, someone who you think might get value out of hearing this today. Also leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do differently today as a result of going through this episode? And let's see, make sure you subscribe before you go. We can subscribe here. We can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, where you can sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I asked for you to rate this on a scale of 1 to 10. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.